One of the things that sometimes comes up when people are on vacation is that they have kosher products and they want to eat them in non-kosher kalim. Meaning, let's say a person has a kosher, you know, thing of ice cream that he bought from a store, and he goes to his hotel room and they only have these ceramic or they have these metal bowls. And he wants to know, everything is cold. Is he allowed to eat the kosher ice cream in the non-kosher bowl? The bowls are perfectly clean, and there's nothing wrong with them in terms of non-kosher food that's on them, but they are probably balua from non-kosher food, meaning they probably have, over time, absorbed the flavor of non-kosher food that has been cooked inside of them, or hot non-kosher food that's been placed inside of them, and therefore you have yourself a problem of the possibility that the flavor of the non-kosher food may infuse itself into your kosher ice cream that you're going to be putting into these bowls. This happened when I was a kid. There used to be, I don't want to say names of franchises and things like that because I don't know what the Matzias is today, but when I was a kid, there used to be an ice cream store that was all of the ice creams, the flavors were 100% kosher, and many of the toppings were kosher as well, and they had a list, and you could go, and some, if you took it to go, you got everything served to you in paper, but if you ate in the store, so you got it served to you in the kalim of the store. Now the question is that mutter? These are the same kalim that have been used to serve all kinds of non-kosher products. So this actually comes up in a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Sim in Yoredeya Simen Tzadik Aleph in Sif Beis. So I'll read you the whole Sif Beis, but really the only part that's nogeh to us is the Ramah, but it flows in context. So the Mechaber starts off by saying Kol midi deboy hadacha kigon lahaniach basar heter tzonin bekaara shel iser tzonin. Anything which you will need to rinse, for example, if you're going to take a piece of kosher meat, which is cold, and you're going to put it on a plate of non-kosher plate, which is cold, asr lecharchila, meaning the Mechaber is saying if you would do that, you would have to rinse it, and therefore you're not allowed lecharchila to put the meat down there in the first place. Dilma achila achil b'lo hadacha. Maybe you will eat it and you'll forget to rinse it. So the Mechaber is basically saying to take a piece of kosher meat and to put it into a non-kosher plate, you would have to rinse the kosher meat afterwards, and therefore you're not allowed to do it lecharchila. V'dafka mavushal, delav urche b'hadacha. This is talking about a cooked piece of meat where you don't rinse it after you cook it. Aval midi de urche b'hadacha, gigon basar chai v'chayotzi b'oshari lecharchila. But if it was a raw piece of meat, which in those days meant probably that it had some blood on it or had some dirt on it, and therefore they always rinsed it, so therefore you're allowed to put it down on the non-kosher plate because it's mutter to, because you're not forget, we don't think you're going to forget to rinse it, in that you always rinse a raw piece of meat in those days. Okay, so but what comes out of the Mechaber is that if you were going to put a kosher piece of food in a non-kosher plate, you would have to rinse it. So adds the Ramah, v'haga v'dafka dover sheyesh b'lach luchitz tzas. This is talking about something which has some wetness to it. Avol dover yavesh mamish, but something which is completely dry, let's say a piece of bread. Im lobola hakli rak betzonin, if the non-kosher kli only absorbed flavor from cold, mutter lahaniach bo dover yavesh b'lo hadacha kla. It's mutter to then put a dry item without rinsing it at all. So it sounds from the Ramah that he's now limiting the Mechaber, but he's not really limiting it that much. He's basically saying, if the item absorbed flavor only from cold, which is very rare, if you have basically kalim, let's say that if you would put hot food into them, they would get ruined, and therefore you only use them for cold food, or let's say you know what this kli was ever used for, so you're allowed to put down a completely dry item. So you can take a piece of bread or a piece of toast, and you could put it down on a plate that you know for a fact has only ever absorbed something cold that was not kosher, but never absorbed something warm that was not kosher. So basically, the Ramah is completely ossering our situation and saying that, well, if you have the ice cream is wet, so it's out. Because even if the non-kosher bowl ever had non-kosher cold stuff in it, that's already a problem in the sense that you can't put the wet ice cream into this non-kosher bowl. But if you're talking about a completely dry item like a piece of toast, so then you still couldn't put it onto the plate if the plate had absorbed hot. So basically, according to the Ramah, the simple reading of the Ramah, you need to have two things in order to be able to ever use a non-kosher kli. Number one, it has to be that the non-kosher kli never was used for hot; it was only used for cold. And number two, it has to be that the kosher food is completely dry. So that knocks out 99% of the scenarios. Now, it's not as bad as you think in terms of knocking out all of the scenarios, because let's say you're dealing with a plate. A plate would never really absorb what the halacha considers to be hot per se. Why? Because let's say you have a cereal bowl or a plate, so you're never taking something off of, you're never putting a plate straight into the oven and cooking something on a plate. It's always going to be at the very least a klisheni. So the question then becomes, how does the Ramah treat a klisheni in halacha? First of all, we're not going to discuss this because it's a very lengthy discussion, but if you look in Siman Kofei, you'll see how the Ramah discusses a klisheni in halacha, or what we call an irui kli rishon, pouring from a pot onto a plate, or pouring from a pot into a bowl, or even if you take from a ladle from the pot into a bowl, that might be considered an irui kli rishon under certain circumstances. And therefore, it's possible that the bowl did absorb what the halacha called hot, but it's not probable, according to the Shita of the Ramah, that the bowl automatically absorbed what we call hot in halacha. But nevertheless, that is the simple reading of the Ramah, that if it ever absorbed something hot that was not kosher, then you are not allowed to use anything wet, even cold and wet like ice cream, in such a bowl. Now there's a shach which comments on this Ramah. It's a very long shach, and he's marbe bekushios on this particular Ramah, and he says he doesn't understand that if the plate is completely clean, and there should be no chashash whatsoever to put anything cold on it, even if that cold thing is wet. And he says, when have we ever found such an idea that a cold item is going to give off a flavor? It's only when you apply heat to an item that it gives off a flavor, that it's polate, it's blios, it gives forth the flavors that it absorbed inside. That's one of the problems that he has. Another problem that he has is he says that in Siman Tzadik Dalet, we paskin that if you accidentally absorb basar v'chalav into a bowl, you're still allowed to put cold fruit or other cold items into that bowl, and it's mashma from there that even wet cold items are allowed to be put into that. Furthermore, the Prima Gadim asks a kasha on the Ramah, and he says that the Ramah himself says that if a kli absorbs non-kosher food, you're allowed to use it for cold, and he's mashma over there, even you can use for cold that's wet. And therefore, the shach leaves this Ramah as a major tzarachiyun, and he says that it's mutter to use kalim even that they fully absorb non-kosher food, and you're even allowed to use them for wet items such as ice cream, as long as those items are cold at the time that you're going to use it. And this is as well the psak of the Prima Gadim and the Pri Chodesh. This seems to be the standard psak among the poskim. However, so what we basically said was that according to the shach, any food that's cold, even if it's wet, you're still allowed to use it in non-kosher kalim, because we're not choshesh that the kosher kalim's blios, that the flavors that are absorbed in the non-kosher kalim are going to come out, unless that item was used for 24 hours, left there for 24 hours, then there's a problem called kavush kimavushal, or if that thing is very spicy, it has some kind of a major vinegar situation going on, and then I would definitely avoid using it on not any kind of non-kosher kalim. But we're talking about ice cream specifically, so to use ice cream or cold cereal and milk or something like that in a non-kosher bowl, the shach would paskin is not a problem, and the Ramah would paskin it is a problem, but it seems the overwhelming majority of poskim go with the shach, that it would be mutter. However, the Shach gives one major caveat here. He says that's only if you're going to do it in an ofen arai. You're only going to do it in a temporary manner. Now, I don't know what's considered a temporary manner, but if you find yourself going to this ice cream store once every blue moon, so then it's mutter to eat it in the kelim that they use. But let's say you're going to be staying in a hotel for a week. I don't think the Shach would recommend using those hotels kelim for a week straight. I don't think that constitutes an ofen arai. And the reason is very simple, because once you get used to using the non-kosher kelim, then the lines get very blurred between what's cold, what's hot, what's warm. And it just becomes, oh, these are my kelim that I use. And therefore, even by the second or third meal in a row, you get very comfortable with them, and you stop to be so medaktik in the necessary things, meaning what is considered cold for the purposes of not giving off a blia. So therefore, the Shach says, really, you should only do this once in a while. So if you're in a situation where you're in a hotel and you want to have cereal milk for breakfast, you don't have to say, no, I'm going to wait until I run to the store to get the paper plates or a new bowl or whatever. I can use the hotel bowls while I'm in the hotel, but I should make it my business at some point later in the day to get some paper plates that I can use for the rest of my stay. So that way, you would only be using it ba'ofen arai. All this obviously is keeping in mind, like we said in the Ramah earlier, that these plates are absolutely sparkling clean. That we never want to be dealing with plates that have food residue on it, because that food could be dealing with real macholos asuros over there, and that certainly is not mutter according to anybody.